Y'all need to wake up now. But no, this ain't a pyramid scheme. Like the police, yeah, I'm still on the scene. After I murdered and flee, reality, you wouldn't murder or flee. It's all truth if you heard it from me. Verbal or circle and seize. Firmly a virtue, bring the world to its knees. So when I bless you, you should certainly sneeze. People don't purchase CDs, so I give it to them for free. Cause one bird in the house better than two in the tree. You still dreaming, thinking your career is something that's not. You kettle corn with something to pop. You still dreaming, pass a message if you run in the park. Tell a mama hold it down and hold you up like all the traffic just stopped. It's like some people, it's like I let the sample sing to you. The truth is in the words, but it's all a dream to you. Or maybe your inception, Leonardo speak to you. DiCaprio tell you that you nice, snap out the actor, yo. You going us to get out of that shell like pistachios. So quit dreaming. Quit dreaming. 1-2-1-2. Some dreams that dream, some dreams come true. A 1-2-1-2. Some dreams that dream, some dreams come true. You just, it's just, I see.
Welcome. This is Dr. Will Rogers, a.k.a. Master Teacher 33. And today is Thursday, Throwback Thursday. Thursday, Janus the 22nd of 2015. And the time is 12 noon Central Time. As always, we have another outstanding show scheduled for you today. And as you know, I like to get right into the meat of the message. I know your time is valuable. I respect you, and I respect your time, so I do not want to waste your time. I want to spend as much time revealing, explaining, illuminating, and simplifying the Word of God, the Word of Yahuwah and His Son, Yahushua. So today, my sister, we have a very, very important show scheduled for you today. They all are important. But today, we're off the beaten path just a little bit. Today, we want to kind of relax, I guess you could say, and let our hair down a little bit. And I want to give back, if you will. Had an interesting day yesterday, and so kind of reflecting this morning, and I was, like I do every morning, I don't have people ask me, man, why don't you schedule your shows in advance so that way we know you could do like a monthly or a weekly schedule. Brothers and sisters, I have no idea what I'm going to talk about usually up until 30 minutes, sometimes 15 minutes before the show. It's hot off the press. You know, some people call it meditation. Some people call it prayer. I call it walking in the spirit. In other words, I'm in a constant mental disposition where I acknowledge the presence of God, regardless of if I am doing something good or bad. Because for me, it's not about morality. It's about positioning. That's totally different from what most people have been taught. People ask me all the time, man, why and how do you? Well, number one, when I went through my psychotherapy. And I remember when I was at the University of Texas Health Science Center, and you guys had heard the story. They wanted to keep me there and wanted to figure out how my brain worked, because there's a book written about people like me. The title of the book is called Unquiet Mind. So if anybody want to know how my brain works, how my mind works, there's another psychiatrist who went through the same thing that I kind of went through from a psychological perspective, where your brain doesn't turn off. Again, I was underneath a study, and they had my brain hooked up on a bunch of electrodes, and when most people sleep, they go into what is called REM sleep. My brain doesn't work that way. For whatever reasons, this is the way God wired me. And so what I want to do today, my brothers and sisters, today is my what I call my listener appreciation day, customer appreciation day. So there's many people who've been through adversity, many people who are wired a little different by the Creator. I didn't wire myself. I didn't ask for my parents. I didn't ask to grow up in Richmond, or, you know, I didn't ask to, you know, come up in the hood. I didn't ask to have to be on my own since 13. That's just the way the cards fell. So life dealt lemons, so I produced lemonade. But someone did something for me today that was very, very rare, you know, a gift that shows and goes beyond the call of duty, if you want to use that term. You know, people throw around the word love a lot and say, oh, yeah, I love you. But if you look at Corinthians, it says that love is an action word. Love is patient. Love is kind. Love is gentle. So love is something you do more than something that you feel. Now, do you feel it? Absolutely. But that feeling leads to an action. So love is first a thought that leads to a feeling that results in action. So today, everybody listening to this show have the opportunity to basically select. Now, there's two offers, or there's two gifts, if you will, on the table for every listener who's listening live. Now, for everybody who's listening in the archives, again, is after the conclusion of this show, I have anywhere from, on average, about 500 people who listen to this show. So most of the people that listen to this show are not live listeners. They listen to the archives. In other words, after the show is completed, it's downloaded onto Blog Talk, onto Spreaker, onto YouTube. I used to put it on TubeMogul, Ustream, and AnyMeeting.com. Those venues, there were just too many venues for me to maintenance and too many people for me to respond to. So I've narrowed down, if you will, the amount of reach that my show goes out to. So now the show goes out, as you guys know, it's automatically uploaded at Wake Up Black America. It's www.youtube.com/WakeUpBlackAmerica. It's also available at Spreaker.com, www.Spreaker. It's like the word speaker except with an R, S-P-R-E-A-K-E-R, Spreaker.com/MasterTeacher33.com, and here at Block Talk Radio. So for the people who are listening in the archives, your offer isn't quite as sweet as the people who's taking the time to listen live. So everybody who's listening to this show right now, we're going to go through some of the products that you have available that you can select from. So you can select one product. Again, there are limits. Some of my stuff, for example, the Blood Alchemy book, because of the danger in that book, the esoteric information in that book, obviously that's not one of the books that's on the table. Most of my series, most of my 400 or 500 pages books, obviously I'm not going to give those away for free. But there is still a plethora. Again, I have published 45 books to date. Right now I just released my 46th book, Reverse Aging. I'm almost done with my book, Melchizedek, Tachyon Energy, Hebrew, The Magic Language of God. And then I'm going to knock out Accelerated Aging, and that will put me at 50, and I think I may chill there for a while at 50 published books. So let's go through some of the books. Again, you can select any book on my website at masterteacher33.com. Email me at masterteacher33.com @gmail.com. Again, my email address is masterteacher33.com@gmail.com. For the members of the Eagles Club, that's my private group that we meet and we discuss the esoteric meeting. Again, the website to join the Eagles Club is www.eaglesclub.com. So, again, the cost is $25 to join, $25 a month. Also, anybody who wants to join the Eagles Club, today only, anybody listening live can join the Eagles Club for free. The $25 is waived if you wish to join the Eagles Club. Again, it's $25 a month. Again, there's a plethora of benefits available for being a member of the Eagles Club, one of which is today all of the members of my Eagles Club can select 5 books from the books that we're going to go through. Again, PDF copy. If you want the hard copy of the books, you have to pay shipping and handling. No cost. All you have to do is pay shipping and handling. Now, that varies. Last time I did this, I made a mistake. There were some people in Portugal, Brazil, and New Zealand. And I did a blank shipping and handling of $10. The shipping and handling was $30 to ship my stuff to Brazil or to Portugal. So I'm not making that mistake again. So the shipping and handling cost will be given to you when I find them out. Let me make sure we are all on the same page. Again, my message is this: my shows are played in Zimbabwe. This sister of mine, they didn't have a pastor, so she asked me if she could use my messages as their messages that they listen to every Sunday. So she has a gathering of people who meet on dirt floor. I mean, you guys wouldn't believe this, man. This is powerful. And they replay a select message from the 5 or 7 messages, depending on the number of messages that I've done that week, and that's their Sunday morning message. So, for example, for the people in Zimbabwe, people in Portugal, again, Brother Jose, you guys know I was kind of partnering with him for a while, and I was going back and forth on his show. He was translating my books and my messages into Portuguese so that way they could be sold in Portugal and Brazil. So I have a huge following in Portugal and Brazil. So obviously, if I'm shipping to those locations, the cost of shipping is going to be a little bit more. The books, our book is still free. So everybody that's a member of the Eagles Club, you can select 5 books, any 5 books you want. Send me the email. Let me know which 5 books you like. I will send you the PDF copy. If you want the hard copy, let me know what 5 books you want. Again, members of the Eagles Club. Everybody that's listening live, you can select 1 book. And I will send you the PDF copy of that book for free. If you would like the hard copy shipped or mailed to you, once I find out the shipping cost, for example, I know it's not that much. Obviously, if you're in the state of Texas, I'm in Texas. But I'm shipping, and most of my books are published through Lulu.com. And so there is some shipping costs involved. Let's get to the good stuff. If you go to my website, masterteacher33.com, click on the link that says products and services. There's products and services 1, products and services page 2. So underneath products and services, the first book that comes up is Reverse Aging. That's the book I just completed. Again, we just recently did a show on reverse aging. We go through in that book. We talk about there's 7 components, if you want to, I guess, use that term, components of reverse aging that I talk about in that book. It's very, very important, my brothers and sisters, that you understand how to combat aging. You need adequate hydration. You need to make sure that you avoid the 7 deadly chemicals that's found inside of all processed foods. You need to avoid mental stress. You need to avoid electronic smog. Turn off your electronics at night. If you sleep in the bedroom, your electronics should not be in your bedroom. If you plug up your cell phone, we all do it. I do it. Sometimes I forget, I plug in my cell phone right next to my bed, and then I'm exposing my brain to this electronic smog while I'm asleep. That causes wrinkles and aging. Next is frequent intense training. Next is photon food, sun. You need to go on a sun diet. When I talk about the sun diet, there's this guy, again, Reverse Aging, first book. Again, you can pick up a copy of it. Reverse Aging Sun Diet. There's a gentleman in India, supposedly 70-plus years old. He hasn't eaten food in over 40 or 50 years. No food has touched his tongue. He lives completely off the sun. Would I advise it? Absolutely not. Would I do it? Absolutely not. I'm just expressing, exposing, and expanding information. You guys know that I am an infopreneur. I'm not an entrepreneur. I'm an infopreneur. In other words, I make my living sharing information. I do this full time. So I depend upon your support. if, again, the donations, the sale of the books, the listening to my tapes, without that, I wouldn't be here. So, number one, I want to thank everybody for tuning in to today's show. I want to thank everybody who's purchased a copy of any of my books. I want to thank everybody who's ever listened to the show. I want to especially thank my, how you call it, I guess Angel, who assisted me with something yesterday. So if you're listening, again, thank you so much. That was very, very, you have no idea. So in a way of showing my gratitude and appreciation, God has blessed me, man. I don't know if you guys really understand. I'm trying not to, you know, choke up. I get a little emotional when I remember. When I remember walking the streets of Richmond, and first time I remember this guy, the captain of the Richmond PD back then, his name was Captain Brown. He knew me by name. I had been picked up so many times. And I remember I used to walk through middle school, and I would skip school, get in fights, and I was hanging out with guys older, a lot older than me, you know, guys, you know, and a lot of which are dead, no longer with us, you know. A guy named Alexander, a guy named Kenan Washington, a guy, you know, was my half-brother named, you know, Bruce Green, and a lot of people that I hung out with growing up, they're either in prison or they're not here. And I'm still here. And it's this grace and this mercy that I want to extend to you because God has extended the same thing to me. Every day of my life is a result of grace and mercy, man. I can't take credit for anything that I do. People ask me all the time. I cannot take credit for the shows that I do, the books that I write. All of this stuff comes from the throne. I'm just a vessel. So are you. I'm a tarnished vessel. I'm a flawed vessel. Let me make sure you guys understand. I sin every day. In fact, probably more than anybody listening to this show. I am no stretcher. I use the name Master Teacher 33 because I basically coined it, I branded it, and I marketed it. It would cost me too much money to rebrand and remarket my name. I may do that from some point in the future because I've outgrown it. As you guys know, I really use my Hebrew name, which is Bethesiel, which means in the shadow of God. I really understand and resonate with that name because I've been in the shadow of God. One of the things that I do is, and I encourage everybody to get your Hebrew name. That's part of the Dear Kinnear Report. Your Hebrew name is your true essence. So, again, everybody listening to this show gets a free book of your choosing. Again, none of the books that's over the $2.99 price are included in today's Customer Appreciation Day. But anybody listening, all of my audio books, again, you got a selection out of the 45 books that I've published, maybe 10 of which are not available. Again, you will email me at masterteacher33.com@gmail.com and let me know which book that you would like, and I will send you the PDF copy. If you would like the hard copy, then I will pass on the cost of the shipping and handling to you. Second offer, second thing available, anybody that would like to join the Eagles Club. Eagles is a word that I've coined. It's spelled with two S's. It's E-A-G-L-E-S-S. It stands for Eagerly Advancing Godly Living and Economics, scripturally and scientifically. Right now we have about 10 members. We meet every day, not every day. We meet twice a week, and we discuss one day is for spiritual issues, the next day is for business issues. I've assisted every member inside of the Eagles Club that wishes to have an online presence to do exactly what I'm doing. Set up their website, get PayPal, get their DBA, incorporate, whatever they need to get into business full time. Again, anybody listening to today's show that's interested in joining the Eagles Club, email me, let me know. I waive the $25 fee to join, and you can become a member of the Eagles Club at no cost, again, and as part of the customer appreciation. Some of the books that's on the table, as we just discussed, Reverse Aging, that was the first book. If you go to the website, masterteacher33.com, click on the link that says Products and Services, you can follow along with me. The second product that you can, again, if you would like a copy of free, it's called Jewelry, Jewish Mysticism and the Kabbalah, the Cabal. Many people have never heard of the Kabbalah. Most people don't understand that Jewish mysticism comes from Judaism. Most people don't know that Judah, the tribe of Judah, is the people that Yahushua said that he's coming for. Why they are stiff-necked, hard-headed people. These people or the what they call the Hazakazi Jews. And it talks about in the book of Revelation that are Jews, but they're not Jews. So, my brothers and my sisters, in this audio series, this is an audio 6-hour audio series about what I call Jewry, Jewish mysticism, and the Talmud. The children of this world are wiser than the children of light. Again, you can pick up a copy of that that audio series. The next product, the Eagles Club Workflow Management Tool. So I try to assist people with being more productive. People ask me all the time, Brother Will. So as you guys know, one of the products I have is how to write a book in 7 days. People say, come on, man, you can write a book in 7 days. Brothers and sisters, there's no way I could write. Now, I have 300 books, 300 what I call chapter outlines, 300. Of those 300, I'm going through them. Eventually, I'll have them all. The goal is to get them all published, have a bookstore that only has my books and my tapes in it, nobody else's. That's the goal. So inside of every one of my coffee shops, the goal is the same way they have McDonald's around the country. My goal is to have inspirational grounds around the country. You go in, free Wi-Fi, pick a book, sit down, relax, enjoy a book, drink some coffee, or drink some what I call intention water, or pick up some organic food, again, snack food, you know, healthy options. That's the goal. I'm not there yet, but that's the goal. So one of the things, my brothers and sisters, that we need to over and understand is in order to accomplish goals, there has to be a system. So in this book, the workflow management, everybody knows that I break down my day into what I call mini days. So I take an 8-hour day, I write on the 3x5 card from 8 to 9, what am I going to do? From 9 to 10, what am I going to do? From 10 to 11, what am I going to do? And I carry that 3x5 card in my back pocket. And when I am confused and I'm sitting there dazing off in space and I'm wondering, like, okay, what am I supposed to do? I take out that 3x5 card. What time is it? Okay, it's 10:30. Or, like right now, 12:20. What should I be doing at 12:20? Oh, yeah, Blog Talk Show. Am I doing that? Okay, I'm on schedule. So that's, again, that's just one of the tools that I break down inside of this book, Workflow Management System. There, I have developed a system that I've been using to help me in my task management. How do I manage tasks? That book sells for $99. That book is available for free today. PDF copy, anybody listening to today's show, live. Well, you know what? We'll do the archives too. Might as well. We'll go with that, anybody listening to today. But again, anybody listening to today's show and anybody who listens to the archive, but I have to limit it, obviously, because I can't just be giving away products free forever. So if you listen to the archive show today and the live show today, January the 22nd, and you email me today or tomorrow, I will honor your request. If you email me next week, say, hey, Brother Will, I listened to that show that you did. I want my free book. I'm sorry, homeboy. It was for January the 22nd up until midnight to listen live or catch the archives, and the 23rd till midnight. So you have until midnight of the 23rd to tell me which free copy of which book that you would like. Also, what I would like to do, anybody listening to today's show, that after you get your free book, you're on the page and you see some other book. Any other book that you would like to purchase today only for live listeners, you can pick up any copy of any other book. Most of my books, as you guys know, are fairly expensive. So, again, my average book, the cost of average book is $199. Everybody tells me, man, Brother Will, that's kind of steep. I understand. It's priced that way for a reason. Anybody listening to the show who would like something else besides the one free book, $10 today only, five book limit. So you can pick up to five books for $10. Again, this is my customer appreciation day for all of my listeners, for everybody who's purchased any of products and service, for me to say thank you for listening. Thank you for supporting me. Thank you for your grace and mercy. Thank you for all that you've done. This is my way of saying thank you. Again, anything that's on my website, again, anything that's over the $199 price, again, is not included. When you email me and ask me, tell me, obviously, if it's not on the list, I'll advise you to select another book. But again, I'm on the website, and I'm going through my product page, products and services. We've already discussed book number one, reverse aging. Book number two, jewelry. Book number three, the Eagles workflow management. Book number four, Theo mathematics and biblical alphanumerics. Anyone who's really concerned about Dear Kinnear reports, people ask me all the time, brother, I don't believe in astrology that's demonic. I don't believe in astrology either. It is demonic. It comes from Babylon. It's Babylonian. That's why I use Theo mathematics and biblical alphanumerics. If you have no clue what that is, you need to read this book. Theo mathematics and biblical alphanumerics is the mathematics and the alphabet of the creator, not the creative. We all know that there's two gods. Do we not? Everybody is with me on that, right? Genesis chapter 1, Genesis chapter 2, two different gods. Don't believe me? Go to Genesis chapter 1. Click on the link that says God. Go to blueletterbible.org. Go to esword.com. Go to BibleGateway.com. Any online, or if you got a strong concordance at home, I got one. Open it up. Look at the definition of the word God in Genesis chapter 1. Look at the definition of the God in Genesis, even the name. It says God in Genesis 1. Then it says Lord God in Genesis 2. Two different beings. Now, brothers and sisters, I break all this down inside of another book we're going to talk about in just a second. But again, if you're concerned, you're like, man, I want to get a Dear Kinnear report so that way I have 500 pages of information about me. But where does this information about me come from? Everybody who gets a Dear Kinnear report, they're a little concerned because they're like, okay, how did you get that information? There is no way you can know that about me. I've never shared that with nobody. That's like my deepest, dark secret. I would never tell anybody this, and you know it. That's in your Dear Kinnear report. Now, the FBI, they got different profiling systems. You guys have heard of Myers-Briggs. You guys maybe have heard of DISC programming. There's a lot of different there's another one that I read back in the day, Personality Plus. That was a good one that tells you about your personality. Now, this is way deeper than this. Dear Kinnear reports is way deeper. So this explains some of how I am able to pull that information based upon Theo mathematics and biblical alphanumerics. Again, you can pick up a copy of that for free today as a way of me showing my support. Next book, Seven Gifts from the Father of Glory. So in this book, I break down the seven gifts that come down from the Father of Light. Now, there's a Father of Darkness, and then there's the Father of Light. The Father of Light said, I'm going to give you seven things. Those seven things are wisdom, revelation, knowledge, understanding, enlightenment, hope, and power. Everybody listening to this show, you have those seven things already. Now, you may not be using them, but you have them. So this is a great, great way to expose you to your gifts. This is your, what I call, spiritual currency. So you want to go shopping in heaven. You need money. What is your currency in heaven? What is your spiritual currency? Wisdom. So nobody on this show can say, I don't have the wisdom. Because the Bible says God has given you everything that you need for life and godliness, past tense. So I know I have it. So where is it? This book helps you to understand that. Seven gifts from the Father of Lights. Next book, Distilled Water. God's Water and the Spirit of God. So in this book, Distilled Water, subtitled The Hidden Metaphysics and Benefits of Drinking Distilled Water. Now, brothers and sisters, you guys know I talk about this a lot of times because I've always drunk alkaline water. I still drink it. For the listeners who don't know what alkalinity or alkaline water is, it has been scientifically proven that you cannot get sick if your body is in an alkaline state. Let me say that again. They take a petri dish, they put disease in alkaline water. That means that the water has a pH balance of 7.5 or higher. It destroys the virus or the bacteria. If the pH balance of the solution is 7.5 or lower, the virus or the bacteria multiplies. So in this book, Distilled Water, I break down the secret of why distilled water is more effective than alkalinity water, because it's dead water. That means that each molecule is like an empty bag. So when it goes into the body, you can put stuff in the bag. Alkaline water, fluoride water, tap water is a bag that got stuff already in it. So let me ask you a question. The Bible says you cannot put new wine in an old wineskin. If I want to give you money and you got money already in your hand is closed. So if your fist is holding on to what you already have, I can't put anything in your hand because your hand is closed. Water molecules work on the same principle. So distilled water is a cup that is empty that can be filled with waste. So distilled water is best because it assists the body with removing waste out of the body, which is what everybody in America needs assistance with. We need to remove waste because we're not overweight, we're over waste. So we need to get the waste out of the body, distilled water. Next book, Wanted for Crimes Against Humanity. Okay, who's found guilty of crimes against humanity? Salt, S-A-L-T. So in this book, Salt, Wanted for Crimes Against Humanity, I reveal, explain, illuminate, and simplify the crazy things or effects that salt, table salt, has on the body, including pink Himalayan salt and all of these new salts that they're playing, that they're selling us, because the powers that be know that the body can assimilate it. And so, therefore, I don't know if you guys have any joint problems. What is arthritis? Salt accumulation on the joints. Now, brothers and sisters, this book breaks down all of the issues that come. Now, should you consume salt for taste? Absolutely. But we overdo it, like everything. Everything can be done, but it must be done decent and in order, in moderation. So, again, pick up a copy of that book for free or for $10. Normally sells for $19.95. Again, any book that you would like to purchase today, PDF copy, $10. Again, if you want the paper copy, you need to pay for the shipping and handling for the one free book. Any book that you purchase for $10, you also got to pay for the shipping and handling as well. Now, the cost of shipping and handling is anywhere from $3 to, again, if you're outside of these United States, man, I would, like I said, anywhere from $20 to $30 just for shipping and handling. So, again, that's why I recommend getting the PDF copy. So that way you can read it instantly. Number one, you got to wait for the shipping, and then it's obviously it's free. Less cost. Next book, The Rotation Diet. Now, this book, this is one of my favorite books. I've been doing this since I was 21 years old. I don't know why. It just sounded like it was a good idea, and I tried it. Everybody knows my story. Before my mom died, I lived in a little small town right outside of Brookshire, Texas, Simonton, Texas, called Forestshire, Texas. My family had over 100 acres of land. My grandmother raised cattle. She grew acres and acres of corn, okra, beets, potatoes. One of the crops that she grew that I loved was watermelons. And one of the things that I did at my grandmother's is I would eat my food, but I would section it off. I don't know why. I just did that. So when I would eat watermelon, I liked it so much I didn't want anything else to go with it. So I would only eat watermelon. And then I would only eat my vegetables. Then I would only eat my meat. So on one day I would only eat meat. I don't know why, I just did that. Then the next day I would only eat vegetables. And then the next day I would only eat cantaloupes. Day I would only eat, so I wouldn't combine my foods. And then I grew up, and I did some research. Only in the West do we suffer from food combining. In other words, you can never, ever eat protein and sugar at the same time. I had never been taught that because my first question is, well, what about a honey glazed ham? The ham is glazed with fructose, sucrose, all of the, you know, with sugar. So if you, that means the body only assimilates the simple carbs. It never assimilates the complex. If you eat simple carbohydrate and a complex carbohydrate together, the body cannot absorb the complex carbohydrate. It only absorbs the simple. Therefore, that's why everybody is lethargic after Thanksgiving dinner. You eat that big old dinner, what do you think? And you got cranberry sauce with your turkey, with your dressing, with your mashed potatoes, with your macaroni and cheese. You know what the body absorbs? Cranberry sauce. Why? It's sugar. It goes directly into your bloodstream. Your blood sugar spikes, and then it falls, and everybody sleeps. So everything else goes in your mouth, and it comes out your rectum. The body doesn't absorb all of it. So all of that great dinner that you ate for Thanksgiving, you know what your cells got? Cranberry sauce. Why? It's sugar. And so food combining is the number one problem in America. Now, I've been teaching this for a long time. Everybody that does this, you know, for example, this week I was only eating vegetables. That's just my rotation. So I lost 10 pounds in 1 week. Now, I didn't exercise. I haven't been to the gym none this week, only because I was out of town yesterday, and I was busy, had issues, so I haven't been to the gym. So all I've been eating is fruits and vegetables because, again, that's my rotation. And I lost 10 pounds, didn't exercise, didn't do anything. Why? I didn't combine the wrong foods. Now, you know that certain fruits you can't eat together. Some fruits have malic acid. Some foods have citric acid. You cannot eat malic acid and citric acid at the same time. So in this book, I break this down. If you don't understand food combining, and if you got a weight issue, I highly recommend you get a copy of that book today because it's free. Free, one free book for everybody listening to this show. Just go to the website and select the one that you would like. Again, members of the Eagles Club, five books. Any five books that you don't already have, that you would like to add to your library, again, the PDF copy of any five books for the members of the Eagles Club. Rotation diet. All right, let's go to the next book. Next, Guided by Angels, Pushed by Demons. Wow. This is a powerful, now this one is an audio book, if I remember correctly. Guided by Angels. Now, I say this at the end of every show. The Holy Spirit, the Ruach, will lead you and guide you. It will never, ever manipulate or control you. Now, everybody knows my testimony. I was a certified card-carrying sociopath. Now, again, this is a point I want to take a second. Now, brothers and sisters, most of your leaders today are sociopaths. Now, being a sociopath is not necessarily a bad thing. Now, people classify a sociopath as a bad thing. Now, most people have one attribute of being a sociopath. A sociopath is like a life path number. Now, a Dear Kinnear report is this report that I do for people. And again, this is my bread and butter. This is how I pay my rent. Again, I used to do these for $1,000. Now they're $300. Anybody that has not had or have your Dear Kinnear report done, again, if you are listening live today, I will cut the cost of the Dear Kinnear report in half today only. I'm just kind of throwing this in there. This wasn't planned, but hey, I'm going to go with it. Anybody listening to normally sell for $300, now remember, I used to do this for $1,000 for 10 years. I started off doing this when I was working at a major insurance company, and I did it for my team, and the leadership saw it. They were so impressed that I quit my job. I was making more money doing Dear Kinnear reports than I was selling insurance because I was doing Dear Kinnear reports for every new hire because it showed the manager how to manage the individual, because it shows, it reveals you your strengths and your weaknesses. Me, I'm not coachable. I'm a six. Six means I wear my emotions on my feelings. Everybody knows me. They know that, you know, I act hard and stuff, but really, I'm a big teddy bear. If you say something negative to me, it's going to really hurt. When I was in playing sports, I wanted to be perfect. That's why I became a sociopath. I hate correction. It's very difficult for me to be corrected. Very difficult. Now, when you guys get these books, again, these books, because I publish them so fast, I'm going back and I'm re-editing them now. So there's going to be some grammatical errors because I self-published and self-edited all 45, now 50 of my books. And then I'm going to go back and re-edit them or hire a professional editor with an English degree. Now, I'm a functional illiterate, so obviously my editing skills are very limited. So you're going to say, you will see A-R-E instead of O-R, or you will see T-H-E-R-E instead of T-H-E-R. I will say or instead of or, or there instead of there. And so I know those are simple grammatical errors. So, again, I understand that those are things that I'm working on to correct. So I just want to let you know that up front. Again, I'm a one-man operation. I would love to hire a staff of people and bring on, and you know, that's the goal, to make this into a functionally full-time, you know, organization. I'll get there, you know. Rome wasn't built in a day. But what I want to make sure that everybody takes advantage of what understands is that when we talk about behavior, now I consider myself a specialist in what is called deviant behavior. So when I was working at the Supermax, all I took classes on was deviant behavior, manipulated behavior, the psychology of a sociopath. I wanted to understand my clientele. You guys know, after I left the Supermax, I went to work at a medium security prison, then a farm system. Now, a farm system is a system like a halfway house where the inmates go right before they're released. After that, I became a case manager for the Bureau, the Bureau of Prisons, BOP. As such, I went into the individuals' homes to make sure that the house was secure. I interviewed the spouse and the children to make sure that Jim Bob, who just got released from prison, wasn't abusing them. I went and I secured any type of community services, any type of counseling assistance. I also set up all of the employment. So I had anywhere from 20 to 30 inmates that I was responsible for that every month I had to do a personality report and evaluation and submit it to the Bureau of Prisons to see whether or not that individual stayed out of prison or returned. So based upon my report, I had to understand what is called the antisocial personality disorder. Now, this disorder is one of the disorders that I suffered. Now, I suffered from arrested development disorder, meaning that if anybody experienced a very, very traumatic event as a child, my mom died, that was traumatic. They didn't have no bereavement counselors when I was a little knucklehead. So when my mom died, I did what every good sociopath does. This is the number one key that you might be a sociopath or somebody that you know. Sociopaths don't feel. They can't feel emotions. Now, this is real important because there's a reason why they don't feel emotions. Sociopaths have the ability to stay calm. When my mother died at the funeral, everybody was in the funeral crying and stuff. You know what I was doing? I was outside the church parking lot playing baseball with other kids who didn't come to the funeral. It didn't register. I don't know why. Now, remember, I was 11, 12 years old. I thought, you know, in my head, for whatever reasons, I just thought she was, you know, gone. I didn't understand I would never see my mother's face again. I would never hear her words again. So I didn't understand. In other words, I couldn't put cause and effect together. Now, when I was studying and I went through class, again, I have over 60 hours in social behavior, deviant behavior. Number one sign, again, for deviant behavior, and I don't know why I'm saying this, but again, this is important. Somebody needs to know this. Number one, they have no shame in their game. If you find somebody that can do violent crimes, the individual that I knew grew up, again, I mentioned his name earlier. We lived together. He was my stepbrother. He would take firecrackers and put them in animals' rear, set them on fire. He would dump them in gasoline and set them on fire and laugh. I would be crying. That fool, he's in prison right now. He's been in prison since he was 14. As I speak, he's in prison right today. He get out. He goes home. My dad says he stay out for a week, 2 weeks. My dad say, oh, yeah, you know, what's his name's out? Really? And see how long he's going to stay out this time. In a week or 2 weeks, that knucklehead's back in prison. Why? Sociopath. Violent behavior, don't feel nothing. No compassion, no empathy. Second thing, constantly lying. If you find somebody that's very comfortable with lying, every word out come out of their mouth is a lie, sociopath. I've already said that, you know, the next thing we talked about earlier, that is they don't feel nothing. They don't connect cause and effect. They are always, always very laid back. Somebody can get hit by a Mack truck, they'll look, say, oh, well, and they keep walking. It doesn't affect them. Next, very, very charming. This one got me. Sociopaths are extremely charming. They are what my daughter calls a mouthpiece. Number five, very, very intelligent. Every famous writer, musician, man. I mean, if I went through some of the names, you guys wouldn't believe it. He was a sociopath? Most politicians, sociopaths. These guys are geniuses. They're very, very intelligent. Their IQ is usually 160 or higher. They are perfectionists, very intelligent. Sociopaths are they have very high IQs. That's why I know I wasn't a sociopath, because my IQ is not that high. But sociopaths have very, very high, they're very cunning. They're very smart, and they're very manipulative. Very manipulative, very violent. Now, these are the type of people that I am accustomed to working with because, again, after 20-plus years working in the prison system, working with people who are, again, who are experts in deviant behavior. I said all of that because that's what's inside of this book, Guided by Angels, Pushed by Demons. So people who are sociopaths are pushed. Now, most people don't understand what demonic possession is because we watch too many movies. We think it's like this Hollywood stuff where you see little green people and, you know, your eyes turn in the back of your head and you spit up green stuff. So that's what people think demonic possession is. People don't realize that I was demon possessed. I tell that people get all concerned. Oh, brother, I feel sorry for you, man. So you was, what is demon possessed? The word demon comes from the word denomination. Denominationalism is demonism. Now, again, all this is discussed in the book. So the word demon, if you go to dictionary.com or any dictionary, that's why it's important to look up the definitions of the words that you use. Because we throw words around and we have no idea. Have you ever looked up every word that you use? This is what I do all day, anywhere from 12 to 16 hours a day. Like last night, I got home really late. I think I went to bed at about a little after 12. I was up before 4. So I slept maybe 3-4 hours, and I feel great. I'm trying to calm myself down. I'm so excited, man. I feel like Spider-Man. I could climb up the wall right now. Why? Because somebody did something nice for me. I sense and feel the presence of God every day, all day, regardless of my behavior. When I was very, very good, I feel the same thing. When I'm very, very bad, I don't have what other people have. I'm thankful that I don't have that. Because I used to have it. I used to beat myself up, cry, and be all depressed and all stuff. And then I found out that that made me do more bad behavior. Because you think about what you bring about. That's demon possession. The word demon means evil spirit that influences you. Now, we know the word spirit means ruling disposition. The word ruling disposition means group of related thoughts. Group of related thought means that, okay, if I'm sitting down and I have a thought of lust, okay, that's just one thought. Is that a demon? No, that is one thought. But if I have the habitual, continual habit of thoughts that persist over time, I am being attended to by a genie or a genius, which means demon of inspiration. Now, I'm reading this right from dictionary.com, by the way. So the word demon means spirit. In the Greek, it means demonte or demon. It means deity. It means tutelary spirit. Now, I broke this down already, so I'm not going to waste you guys' time who've already heard this show. But you need to pick up a copy of this book. Because when you go through these words underneath in the word demon, you will see this word that pops up out of nowhere. Like, why is the word genius inside or with the word demon or a ruling disposition? So that bothered me when I saw the word ministering spirit genius, G-E-N-I-U-S. So I looked at the word genius, and it means exceptionally high intelligent, creative in the areas of science, art, music. And I was like, man, it says someone with an IQ of 140 or higher, a mental giant. Like, well, you know, I've always wanted to be a genius. I looked up to guys who was very intelligent. I didn't know that they was pushed by demons instead of being led by spirit. So that one book, brothers and sisters, if you know anybody that's very, very intelligent, but they seem to be on edge all the time, that means that they are accompanied by a tutelary god. The word genius means accompanied by a guardian spirit at birth, a genie or a jinn, J-I-N-N, or Genie, G-E-N-N-I-E. Now, it's all in all of the movies. They put it, that one movie where everybody had the animal spirit. You know, all of the movies talk about how people are influenced by a tutelary god or spirit. Now, the word tutelary, it means someone who has a position. It means guardian. So a tutelary is a deity or guardian. It is a person with tutelary powers. The word tutelary comes from the word tutor, somebody who teaches you. So people, again, all this, we talk about one book. People who are pushed, they don't want to go, they don't want to do this, but they push. Tutelary spirit who gives them information that makes them more intelligent than the average Joe. And so they come up with creative ways to do stuff. Now, when I worked in the Supermax, there's one inmate made a gun that worked out of a bar soap. I'm telling you guys, I mean, they got it on display right now. If you go to the penitentiary of New Mexico in Santa Fe, they still have that on display. Now, you guys know that where I worked at, other than Attica in New York, the second worst riot in U.S. history happened at the prison where I worked at. So I spent a lot of time hanging out with demons, studying them. Because people ask me all the time, well, Brother Will, how do you know all this stuff? You know, the only difference between the guys in prison and me, the only difference, they got caught. That was it. So I think back to how I was when I was walking the streets of Richmond, Texas, and I thought about the stuff I used to do, and I realized that, man, that was the only difference between them and me was this thing called grace and mercy. So that's why my heart goes out to them. That's why my ministry, that's why I still have the name Master Teacher 33. That's why most of my clients are ex-Luciferians, they're drug addicts, they're alcoholics, they're whoremongers, because the sick has need of a physician. I don't hang out. I don't have very many good, well friends. The few that I do have, I value them because I wish I was more like them. So this book, Guarded by Angels, Pushed by Demons, very, very important book. The next book, Demonic Soul Ties and Emotional Cords. What are they and how to break them? Now, this book is deep. I can't even, we'd be here talking, you know, I go through all my little time talking about this book. This book is so deep, brothers and sisters, that you need to either get it or get a copy of it. I mean, how to break demonic soul ties and emotional cords. Most people don't even understand what an emotional cord is. You are connected with somebody emotionally. They call you and they have control over you. You don't know why. You are connected to them. Now, most people know that when you have sex with somebody, you pretty much connected with that person for life. That person, because you ever notice how two people look at each other that have had sex? Because they are connected on a soul level. It's called entity attachment. It is an emotional cord. There is a psychological and spiritual way by which you must detach if you no longer want to be connected to that individual. I had to do this. Otherwise, I might not be mentally stable because I was emotionally connected to too many people. So again, all of my books are not based upon stuff I read. All of my books are based upon stuff I lived, my personal experience. And God told me to share this with people because they need to know. The next book, Enochian, Language of the Fallen Angels. Oh, wow. Man, I created a firestorm when I wrote this book. I got some serious calls. So most people don't know what Yiddish is. But you know, the first time I was exposed to it was inside of the video game that my son was playing. And at the video game, they start speaking this crazy language. So I looked it up, and it was Yiddish and Enochian. So why is Enochian being spoken inside of a video game for children? Because Enochian is the language of bent-like beings. Now, we know that the word hue means color. If you shine white light through a prism, it produces the rainbow or the spectrum of colors. So angels are light that's inside of a prison planet, a prism. Earth is a prism. Now, anybody looked up that word? Brothers and sisters, man, I do this full time. I love etymology because it blows my cookies. Because people throw around words, they don't know what they mean. Prism. So I just said a word. Now, anybody know what the word prism means? So if you shine light through a P-R-I-S-M, a prism is a prison. So the word prism means a transparent, solid body, usually having a triangular base or shape for reflecting light. Now, everybody knows that my name means Betaziah, which means skion or skinos in the Greek. Skion. What does that mean? Reflector of light. Same thing as a prism. So I'm going to leave that one alone, because otherwise we're going to be talking about this one for a while. Because this is my touchstone here. I can talk about this for days. Prism. So if you shine light, now again, the cosmogrator is a transparent body. So he, Yahushua, again, that's what he said. Jesus Christ in the Bible says, I am light. He says, I am the light of the world. He did not say he created it. He says, I am it. So color is manipulated Christ. The thing that manipulates Christ is the prism, the prison, planet, or the cosmogrator. Who's the prince of the air? That's found in Ephesians chapter 6, verse 12. I'm just asking a question. All that's inside of this book, Enochian. So we got the English language. English is English, angles. Anybody ever take geometry? What is it? What do you study in geometry? Angles. What's an angle? An angle is an angel. Now, I know this contrary to your theology. That's why you need to pick up a copy of this book, because it explains this for you in vivid detail. Enochian, language of the bent light beings. The next book, how to become a creator, a master creator with the creator. How to become a co-creator with the creator. Again, this book has to do with not using your mind, will, emotion, imagination, and intellect to create your stuff, but use your mind, will, emotion, imagination, and intellect to create other people's stuff. In other words, help other people get across the street. The golden rule, do unto others as you would want them to do unto you. Again, pick up a copy of that book. Next book, wow, this is one of my first books. This is an oldie but goodie. This book is like 25 years old now, I think. The Ultimate Secret to Being, Not Getting Rich. Everybody I know is trying to get rich. Anybody ever heard somebody say that? Man, I'm trying to get rich, homeboy. I want to make some duckies. I'm trying to get paid. That's the problem. The difference between worldly and godly, God's people be rich. Worldly people got to get rich. What's the difference? I am not a human doing. First of all, I'm not a human. But I'm not a spiritual doing or a human doing. I'm a spiritual being. I'm a human being. Therefore, I must be the solution to the problem that I have. It's a mindset. It's a mental disposition. It's a ruling disposition. That means it's spiritual. Why? God is spirit. Those that worship him must worship. The word worship means work for. Do you think worship is going to church, sitting in a pew, lifting your hands, and singing Kumbaya, my Lord? Now, that's what I was taught. That's what I did. When I was a licensed and ordained minister for 10 years, one of the things I did, my cousin, again, just recently passed away, he was head over, you know, I was over the drama department. He was over the praise and worship. I ran the sound, wrote plays, and performed plays. That was one of my functions. I was also over the youth department, and I was over the youth ministry. And so one of those things that I did, again, was I went to all of the rehearsals because I ran the sound. So I thought worship was what we were doing. And then God told me one day, you ain't worshiping me. You worshiping worship. I'm like, hold up. You don't understand, God. I'm emotional here. I'm crying. You know, I feel. God said, you're just feeling the beat of the music. But yeah, God, you're in the music. Really? You might want to check who's the prince of the air. So I did a little bit more research on worship and music and who is a musical being. What is music? And I found that it was a note. You guys know, because you guys have heard me talk about the missing yut and frequency, wave, vibration, cymatics, and what is called bioacoustics. Again, fancy way of saying sound. So in other words, should you play music and worship service and all that stuff? Absolutely. But if you can't get into the spirit, quote unquote, unless they play your song, then that's not worship. So inside of this book, I break down the mental disposition and the seven stages of consciousness that results in what the Bible calls wealth. That's different from the world. The world is interested in materialism. God is interested in prosperity, which means peace. So how much money does it take for you to sleep good at night? Whatever that answer to that question is, that is what riches is for you. Next book, The Hidden Metaphysics of H2O, Hydrogenes. Wow, powerful book. In this book, I break down the metaphysics of water, H2O. Hydrogen, oxygen. That is the genetic code of God. I challenge any listener to go to the Bible and find who created water in the Bible. $500 to anybody who could find who created water inside your Bible. $500, anybody who could find and show me inside of the King James Bible who created water. $500 on the table. Now, I've been researching it for 30 years. I haven't found it. Because water was already there. What you will also find is nothing can be created without water. What you will also find that everything has water in it. What you will also find is if you remove water, death occurs. So the hidden metaphysics of water is the hidden metaphysics of the incomprehensible God that's the creator, not the creative. All that's inside this book, The Hidden Metaphysics of H2O. Next book, Cosmogrator. Wow. This book, man, this book, I don't recommend this book for new believers. This book is a dangerous book. Inside of this book, I break down the end game. If you're a new Christian, do not get this book. It's just gonna mess up. It's just gonna mess you up. I'm not trying to do that. I'm not trying to create confusion. I'm trying to create transformation. I don't want to give you information. I want to bring out transformation. The Cosmogrator is based upon Ephesians 6:12, which talks about the God of this world. Now, everybody that I know believes that the God of this world is Yahushua or his father Yahuwah. When you go to church, you pray. You believe that God created this world. Everybody do. That's what I was taught. I preached it for 10-plus years. And then God told me, do you really think if I created this world, it'd be run like this? Man, I'm not even on the planet. So I was like, but if you ain't running the planet, who running it? And he said, go ask any secret society member, any Luciferian. So I did. But the only way they would talk to me is if I joined. So I joined, hung out, got a couple of tick marks. What I found out was inside of this book, The Cosmogrator. I'll debate. Well, I used to debate. Thankfully, I'm a retired debater. Now I'm an educator. So inside of this book, The Cosmogrator, it reveals, explains, illuminates, and simplifies the L that has been inserted into the word. What does that mean? W-O-R-D. In the beginning was the Word. The Word was with God. The Word was God. The Lord fell and interjected himself into the Word. So now the W-O-R-D is the W-O-R-L-D. There is one letter difference between word and world. What is that letter? Kyrios in the Greek. Kyrios in the Greek. What does it mean, brother? What does it mean, sister? Overseer, Lord. Who's the Lord of this world? Again, do not read this book if you are a new believer. It will shatter your theology. So don't, please. Do not ask for this book if you are a new believer. It's not for new Christians. But again, I'm making this available as well. Next book, how to make $500 to $5,000 a month on Facebook. Now, this blows my cookies because everybody's trying to get off Facebook. Man, I love Facebook. Facebook is my best friend. Every time I log on Facebook, I make money. Look at my posts on Facebook. Have you guys ever looked at my post? Go look at my post for the last 5 years on Facebook. They're all the same. You think I build enough personal, even when I post selfies on Facebook, I post pictures on my with no shirt on. My wife gets all upset. Why are you on Facebook showing off your body? Because there's some knucklehead out there who want to take my fitness class. And they call me and say, hey, Brother Will, ain't you like almost 60 years old? Said, yes, sir. So how you look like that, dude? What you eat? What you do? Hey, man, go to my website. Check out my book, Rotation Diet. Check out my book, The Ultimate Secret to Physical Fitness. Check out my book, Reverse Aging. Man, you guys have no idea. Facebook keeps me. Facebook pays my mortgage. If Facebook shuts down, I'm going to be in trouble. So I have a book that explains exactly what I do on Facebook. I highly recommend you get a copy of that book. If you want to go on, instead of going on Facebook, you know, typing craziness, arguing with people, how about you go on Facebook and make Facebook work for you? In fact, any social media site, that's what social media is. You should be making social media work for you. I don't go on, you think I go on Facebook to read your page? Man, I'm on Facebook to get paid, period. It's not a social page for me. This is serious business. My next book, Smart Man's Guide to Real Estate Investing. Now, everybody knows that I became a millionaire on paper. It was good while it lasted. My net worth was over $1 million in real estate. So I had bought and sold over $1 million in real estate way back in the day. So how did I do it? I never went through a bank. Never. I did an AITD on all my real estate deals, all-inclusive trust deed. It's called a wraparound mortgage in some states. Some people call it owner financing. It got many names. I've purchased properties, in at least half of the states. Every state I was stationed in, I was buying houses. I was trying to buy some when I was in Japan. Couldn't wrap my brain around the whole Japanese yen and the language. Otherwise, yeah, I'd be owning property in Japan. So I've bought and sold a lot of real estate. A lot of real estate. I've assumed a lot of mortgages, but I've never put a mortgage. I still have my VA eligibility right now. Never used it. Why? Never had to. Now, is the traditional way of purchasing a home okay? Absolutely. Should you use it? Absolutely. But again, the title of this book was originally titled The Poor Man's Guide to Real Estate Investing. And then I was like, you know what? I ain't no poor man. So I changed the title. So now it's The Smart Man's Guide to Real Estate Investing, the non-traditional method to home ownership. Again, you want to get involved in real estate, you want to purchase your own home, this is a great book for you, The Smart Man's Guide to Real Estate. Next, wow, we're almost out of time. I know I was trying to keep today's show to an hour, and I've already went over that. So again, my brothers and sisters, instead of going through each one of the books, I've already went out over my time limit. Next is the Occupational Job Report. Again, this is a 10-page report that tells you what job you are designed to do based upon your blood type and your ley lines. What's a ley line? L-E-Y line. Anybody know what a ley line is? A ley line is the Earth's energy system. It is the blood vessels of the Earth. Everybody was born on a specific ley line. That's your energy. That's inside your body. So based upon your place and time of birth, that tells me everything about you, just your place of birth. Why? Because it's cosmic. You can't change it. Can anybody go and change where they were born at? Anybody? Can anybody change their blood type? I've heard that you can do it, but I haven't seen it. So your job that you should be working at, your occupational specialty, that's your DNA, by the way, which is your DBA. That's all part of the Dear-Kinnear Report. So what I did is I took a small section of the Dear-Kinnear Report, the occupational section, and I just promoted just that. Again, you can pick up a copy of that, again, for free if you would like, just by emailing me and let me know, hey, Brother Will, I'd like a copy of my occupational specialty report. I'll get that out to you for free. Again, today only. Next book, Income-Producing Activities. What are you doing during the day? Every activity you should do, right now, what am I doing? The activity that I'm doing right now is going to produce income. I don't do activities unless they lead to some type of an income during my work day. Now, when I'm off, that's a different story. I'm relaxing, sitting at home, watching TV, eating a bowl of Captain Crunch cereal. That's different. But during my 8 hours, 12-hour day, my activity should be income-based. That's inside the book. Next book, Neurotheology. Ooh, wow, this is a big one. The word, how the Word of God affects your brain. Do you know if you listen to the Bible at night while you sleep, it rewires your brain? You guys do know that. You guys do know that, right? If you listen to the Bible, especially if you read, now this is called faith talk. If you take scriptures out of the Bible and just read them, put them on a CD, and then replay it while you sleep, this is called neurotheology, hardwiring God. Now, you can do this with anything. That's why it's dangerous. This is called NLP. NLP is neuro-linguistic programming. It's a whole science. I'm certified in as a NLP until I found out it was Luciferian, so I stopped doing it. NLP, be careful if you talk to somebody who's a certified neuro-linguistical programmer. Them fools are dangerous. How do I know? I'm one of them. They can neurologically rewire your brain to have you liking something that you don't want to like and have you doing stuff that you don't want to do. Next book, what does your blood say about you? Again, what are you O? Are you A? Are you AB? Are you B? The voice of the blood. Remember when Cain slew Abel and it says that his voice, that his blood was crying out. You know your blood speaks? So what is your blood saying? That's inside of this book. What does your blood say? My next book, The Ultimate Secret to Physical Fitness. I just did a show on that. Next book, I Am Too Human. This is a basic book that I recommend for every believer. If you don't do anything, if you don't know anything about me, I highly recommend this book, I Am Too Human. Because the word human means spiritual monster. So all I do is break down the etymology of one word, 300 pages on one word, human. All your life you've been calling yourself a human being. Man, do you know what you've done to your cells? Your blood cells respond to your voice. You are not a human being. You should never call yourself a human being. In this book, I explain beyond a shadow of a doubt. You can go to dictionary.com right now and look it up for yourself. But in the book, I get into the esoteric information of the book, I Am Too Human. You need a copy of that book. Again, $10 today only, or you can get this one for free. Next book, Cash or Calls. Never work for cash. Always work for calls. I break down why you should not work for cash, but you should work for calls. Next book, The Number One Cause of Failure. This is a great book if you're having some issues in your life. Your belief determines your behavior. Your behavior determines your results. Inside this book, I break down the number one cause of spiritual failure is your current belief system. Let me say that again. The number one cause of spiritual failure is your current belief system. So, again, the title of this book is called The Number One Cause of Failure. And inside this book, I reveal, explain, illuminate, and simplify that your belief system, your BS system, your bullshit system determines your behavior, and that determines your results. You got bad results, check your beliefs. You got good results, hang on to your beliefs. Next book, The 7 Steps of Metaphysical Marketing. That's what I'm doing right now. The 7 Steps of Metaphysical Marketing. So you got a business, and you need to market that business. How do you market your business metaphysically? Meta means before, physical. So before you go out and buy a business course, what do you do? What's your mindset? That's what this book is about. The 7 Steps to Metaphysical Marketing. Great book. Next book, Dare to Be You. Inside this book, I give you the foundation of how I write Dear Kennedy Reports. Inside the book, Dare to Be You, is kind of a sample outline of the basics. Now, obviously, I'm going to give away my trade secrets, tell you everything, but it's just another book to help you understand you. Dare to Be You. Why be somebody else when you could be yourself? Dare to Be You. Great book. Next book, The Metaphysics of Presumption. Now, again, that just simply is a fancy word for what is called observation and experiences. And so basically your belief system, the metaphysics of your belief. Next is EMFs, electromagnetic fields. Again, this is an audio book, EMFs, electromagnetic fields. Part one and part two, that breaks down what I call programmed addiction. The title of the series, program, Addiction. That's available, again, for free. Next book, How the Prince of the Frequency is Changing the Frequency of the Earth. Again, How the Prince of Frequency is Changing the Frequency of Earth. In other words, how sound is manipulating matter. Next one, The Triple Helix and The Cult of 33. So I break down what is called the Cult of 33. I spend a lot of time studying where I get the number, Master Teacher 33. So that'll help you when people ask me the question, my number, my name, why I use Master 33. If you go to Google and type in the Cult of 33, the Cult of 33, that helps to explain it. All that's explained inside of the book. Again, that breaks down what I call the triple helix. Now, we have a double helix. What the enemy is doing is he's re-gening you. So that way he's adding a third gene or a third strand to your DNA. Now, this is all scientifically proven. It's inside of the book, The Triple Helix. The new kids, that the babies that are being born now are being born, they're called indigo kids or star children. They are already being born with three helix, a triple helix. That means your DNA strand. Instead of two, you got three. Now, brothers and sisters, I don't know if you really want to understand what that means. That's part of the coming global deception. The Cosmogrotto is building an army. The Father is also building an army. It's all inside of that book, The Triple Helix. Then there's a bunch of other stuff. Again, all available. Should I say anything? The last thing I'll talk about is The Triune Brain. Again, that's an audio book, The Triune Brain, that breaks down the human brain being in three parts, the reptile, the paleo, and the neo. I like talking about the brain because most people don't understand that they have a reptilian brain, so they don't understand why they have reptilian nature. You see men, and all they're doing is the three elves. That means they're operating in their reptilian brain. Now, every man does this. Three elves, fun, fighting, procreating, or effing. But some men major in the three elves. All they want to do is have fun. They go to the club every night. All they want to do is fight. You bump into them, man, they will drop you quick. Then you walk past them and say, hey, dog, what you looking at, man? You got a problem? They are very, very, very aggressive, egotistical, and arrogant. And they will sleep with anybody. You know anybody like that? Oh, I know a few people like that. The three elves, fun, fighting, and effing. Primarily men who are part of this. That means you're looking at a reptile. Now, his mind, that means he's operating on his base nature, his root chakra. All of this is explained inside the triune brain. He needs to elevate his thought process. He has to start thinking higher. But how does he do that? That's inside of the book Triune Brain, the audio series. Again, my brothers and sisters, as I bring this message to a close, Andy, thank you guys so much. I love you guys. I appreciate all of your support. I appreciate all of the kind words and people. When you guys post a kind word, I get so much negative stuff. I don't know if you guys know what it feels like at 3 o'clock in the morning to get a phone call and somebody leaves a message saying, Negro, if I catch you on the street, I'm going to slit your throat. Or, yeah, you sorry, mother, I know where you live. I don't know if you guys know what it feels like to be in a grocery store with your wife and children, and you feel these eyes on your back, and you look at this, and you look around, and you see somebody, hey, ain't you? You that guy called himself Master Teacher 33? Yeah, that's me. I don't know if you guys understand that. So when I do have an opportunity to get a nice, kind word that says, Brother Will, man, great show. You guys have no idea what that means to me. That's why I'm doing today's show. For everybody who has ever expressed a kind word, for everybody who has ever brought a book, for everybody who has ever made a donation, even if it was a dollar, you guys have no idea. That is why, you know how many times I've wanted to stop doing this and go get a regular job? Every day I fight to continue to do this. Why? I could make more money doing a regular job. So every day when I look at my children and like what happened yesterday, and I think to myself, man, am I wasting my time? It's people like you that validates and reassures me that I'm not wasting my time. So I thank everybody for taking the time and sticking with me for this past an hour now and listening to this show. Again, email me at masterteacher33.com@gmail.com, or just go to the website masterteacher33.com. There's a link that says contact us. If you click on the contact link, that sends me the email also. Make sure in the email you let me know which book you would like for your free book from any other books that based upon that's on the website. And I will send you the PDF copy for, again, as my appreciation for your continued support. Again, this was Listener Appreciation Day, Customer Appreciation Day. Again, you can join the Eagles Club at the $25 fee is waived today. Again, you can email me and I'll give you more information about the benefits of being a member of the Eagles Club. Also, you can purchase additional books today for $10 instead of $199. So, again, that's today only. As a show of my appreciation for all of the love and support that you guys have given me and the grace and mercy that the Father has extended to me to allow me to do what I do. Again, email me, masterteacher33.com@gmail.com, or simply go to the website at masterteacher33.com, click on the link that says contact us, and let me know which book you would like for your free book. My brothers and my sisters, again, thank you so much. I appreciate you, and I love you. God bless you. His name is Yahuwah. May his son bless you. His name is Yahushua. May the Ruach, the set apart one, continue to lead you and guide you, because he will never, ever, ever manipulate or control you. And as always, my brother, as always, my sister, I will see you. God bless you.
Bijola, Jehovah, let me mix it in your soda. I'm flying in my spaceship, can you hear me zooming over? I'm here to show these people how to fight in it and over. This is greatness in the making, I invite you, should come over. Bijola, Jehovah, let me mix it in your soda. I'm flying in my spaceship, can you hear me coming over? I'm here to show these people how to fight in it and over. This is greatness in the making, I invite you, should come over. I'm greatness in the making, I ain't faking, I'm a soldier. In life you better listen to Jehovah, cause he'll mold ya. I'm waking up these masses, better smell it like exposure. Society up and down, it's like a town of roller coasters. Bijola got his upload, download it to your folder. The purpose is to share it, don't care about no vultures. You know I'm from that Texas, where we ride around on pokers. My flow is so infectious, and I'm drowning out these jokers. No need to wear a necklace, I'm shining with my mind out. If you really trying to test this, you better come and find out. Bijola in your soda with Jehovah, that's for sure though. If you